Glad to be joined in the studio by a young lady who's made quite a name for herself beyond the Sonoma County border. Dallas Caroline is here. Dallas, good to see you again.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Of course, Dallas has been making news nationally. We already know her around Sonoma County as an amazing singer, and she has spent a pretty good amount of time on this show called The Voice.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and you got booted off. Let's just say it like it is on Monday, and I can say it that way because you appear to be fine about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely hard to leave. I mean, you make friends, and it's an amazing experience with a lot of exposure, but I feel like I learned a lot, and that's kind of why I went there, to just learn and get the exposure. So I feel like I accomplished that, and then hopefully I can continue to learn and grow through different kind of avenues and stuff locally, and then my plan is to move to Nashville eventually. So
Well, you're a country singer.
I'm a country singer,
anyway.
Yeah.
but I'm sure it was a huge learning experience for you.
Yeah.
And of course it just aired. It wasn't filmed Monday night by any stretch.
And
was filmed actually at the beginning of February.
Yeah.
For Dallas, and we know that you couldn't say you were here with us a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That must have been very difficult.
Your
mom must know. Come on,
my mom knew, and then my brother and sister and stuff like that knew. But you actually made a comment last time I was here that was no matter what happens, we'll still all support you. And at the time, I had known already that I would think it was after my battle, and I'd already known that I was obviously not going to make it past the next round. So that kind of made me feel good to know that hopefully I'll still have my hometown support and all that.
I'm sure you find that to be true.
Yeah.
All over social media, etc. Your support is not going to wane.
Yeah.
Because you're not on The Voice anymore. I'm curious about this, ironclad contract that you had to sign.
Oh, gosh.
Particularly when it comes to, not talking about the outcome when you knew it before everybody else did.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely there. I just, more than I even understand, honestly, I don't really know much about contracts or any of that kind of stuff. So I couldn't honestly even really tell you exactly what it is. I mean,
I'm curious if there are things that you can talk about now that you're not on the show anymore.
I mean, confidentiality is definitely just their biggest thing. They don't want, that's the whole surprise of the show, which of course, that makes sense. And I didn't want to spoil that for myself or for other contestants or for anyone anyway. So that's kind of the thing that I knew, obviously don't spoil anything, but that's what made it more fun. I didn't want to spoil it.
Man, that's a hard secret to keep,
though. Yeah, it really was.
All the way along the process, it would be tough to keep that. But when they threaten, pretty much you and your family and your family home, probably a good idea to stick to that contract.
Yeah, it makes it a little easier to keep your mouth shut a little bit.
When I've been watching the show, and one of the things I'm struck by is how much talent there is out there.
Yeah. And I feel like in the beginning, it's kind of easy to be intimidated by all of that before you kind of know the people and you just hear everyone sing and you're just blown away by everyone's voices. And then as you kind of go on and you all become closer, it becomes kind of like a family as the less people there are. And you really just start to learn from each other. I mean, that's all it is. There's people with different levels of experience. I'm kind of on the younger side. Obviously, I'm 17, but then there's people that have Jennifer Hudson's backup singers on the show, things like that. So you really just start to learn from each other. I mean, they start to kind of learn from us, and then you kind of learn from them, and it's great overall.
If I were a music producer, I would watch each and every one of episode of The Voice and also of American Idol and shows like it, because, I don't know. Have you heard of anybody, or could it possibly happen for you that someone, in a position of power in the music industry watched you on the show, and once you're no longer on that show, it seems to me a lot of these talented folks like you would be picked up by somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I mean, there's been successful people, obviously, from American Idol and then The Voice, too. So it kind of just, I feel like it really, what The Voice does is it gives you a platform to kind of get your name out there and to get your voice out there. What you do with that platform is completely up to you. I mean, you can kind of just have your little bit of fame or attention, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And just take that as it is, or you can kind of run with it and really kind of take the following and the exposure that you've been given and kind of build your career off it.
I have a feeling you are the latter of the two there, that you're going to take this experience. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I'm really grateful for all of the support that I've gotten, and especially from my hometown, I really just want to perform live as much as I can and kind of just get my name out there even more and build my fan base and start writing, put out some original music and move to Nashville.
Yeah, because you're a songwriter too.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. What do you, people always say, whether it's a book or whether it's a song, you know, write about what you know.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. Is that what you do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm only 17 and I've been writing since I was 12 or 13. So it's kind of, I didn't always have the most life experience, you know, but even that, you could kind of just write from emotion and feeling, like whether it's a little feeling you have about something that happened to you, or maybe a movie that you watched, or a book that you read,
or this experience that you've just had.
Just different things. I mean, you can kind of write from whatever experience.
I kind of like to hear a song that was written about somebody who had the experience you just did with the voice. I mean,
maybe,
you know?
I'll write one. We'll see
what it was like for you.
Yeah.
What was the best thing about it?
Gosh, that's such a hard question.
You can give me the top five if you
want. Okay. One was like the first thing that came to my mind was the people. Like, I feel like I made friends that I'll have for the rest of my life. And that in itself, like, you really become a family. And I was surprised, not really surprised, but I guess, yeah, kind of like pleasantly surprised with the show and how positive they really are. Everyone's about supporting each other. And so that's really good. And then I feel like the exposure that I've gained and all of that was amazing. I mean, getting to work with, obviously, the four coaches is like a once in a lifetime opportunity. And then also they have people kind of more behind the scenes, like the band and your vocal coach and staging and all of that.
All good teachers too.
Yeah. It's just a really kind of like dream team group of people, you know, that everyone's so great at what they do. So it's, again, like once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to work with people.
And
like
what
that.
Were your least favorite parts? Come on, there must be some.
I really don't know. I mean, going home wasn't super fun.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm sure at that moment. How long did you cry?
I really honestly didn't cry.
That's amazing.
I kind of stuff my emotions. I'm kind of like that person. But honestly, I mean, crying wasn't going to really get me anywhere. I just kind of had to take what I was given and realize. I mean, people don't realize, like, to make it to the blind auditions is like that's not a lot of people get to really make it that far. So I feel like, for me, I'm really proud that I made it to the top 32 of the, I think, 50,000 people that auditioned for that show. Like, that's like not something to cry about. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, you're absolutely right there. But still, you know, the human part, it just sort of goes.
Yeah. Well, I was like, my knockout partner was Britton Buchanan, who is one of my best friends on the show. And so I was just happy for him and happy for my friends that got to continue on. I'm excited to root them on now that's live past this point. The live playoffs start next week, so I get to vote now and like kind of watch my friends without knowing the outcome. Now I kind of get to like watch my friends continue on the show and
with a completely different perspective than we had, because you actually got a chance to, you know, interact and get to know some of these folks.
Totally.
Who's gonna win?
Oh gosh, I mean, they're all so good. I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I feel like they're all so good. It really just depends on kind of the performances from here on out, the song choices, what America thinks and who America relates to. So I don't know. I mean, anyone that even made it to the blind auditions deserves to win that show.
And, you know, how will you be different as a performer because of this experience?
I mean, before, I just feel like I feel like the show definitely gave me confidence. Being picked by the three coaches during the blinds and then stolen by Alicia in the battles. I mean, that I feel like I was kind of lacking confidence. And I mean, I still am. I'm only 17. Like, I feel like confidence is kind of like a tricky thing.
It's a bit by bit, babe.
Yeah. But I feel like I definitely gained a little bit of that and kind of like belief in myself throughout this journey. So.
Well, very good. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
Sonoma
so
County will always be proud of you. And congratulations. It's a pretty grueling thing.
Yeah.
You know, in addition, people see the clothes and they see, you know, the adulation and they see the applause and all that stuff. But it's also, you know, a really, really tough experience day to day.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely amazing. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity that
very
I had
good.
On that show,
so. I'm going to give you a call the day that it's my birthday in December because I want you to sing happy birthday.
Okay.
To me. Fair
sounds
enough.
Good. Sounds good.
All right. Dallas Caroline, very proud of you.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It is quite the feat. And yep, we're proud of her. And we will continue to be and we'll watch for Dallas Caroline for as often as she is able to play for us here in Sonoma County. Looking forward to that very much.